Town Hall. As you stand in front of the eye-catching brick-red Town Hall, you're actually on Speyer's main artery, the Maximilianstrasse, which used to be known as the Via Triumphalis, the boulevard along which emperors, kings, and other eminent rulers approached the cathedral on special occasions. The street links the old gate with the cathedral. Speyer's main street hosts many lively events in summer. It was the preferred address for the city's richest citizens and most important institutions. Among the town hall's most notable neighbours is the Episcopal Palace. You won't find a better spot to experience the special ambience of Speyer. The broad town hall building dates from the late Baroque period. With its representative entrance and the small ornate balcony, it's a symbol of the self-confidence of the free imperial city of Speyer, a self-confidence that had been seriously undermined at the time of its construction. The city had been destroyed by the French during the War of the Palatine Succession in 1689. The town hall was built between 1712 and 1726 on the site of the city chancery, according to plans by the architect Johann Adam Breunig. Highlights include the magnificent Ratssaal or Council Hall in early Rococo style, and the historic Trausaal or Marriage Hall, although public access is only possible when special events are being held here. Until a few years ago, the ground floor housed the famous City Archive or Memory Bank of the city in transportable 18th century cabinets. The furniture remains today, providing an imposing backdrop for the many hundreds of weddings that take place in these rooms. Should you find the town hall closed to the public today, there's still plenty to explore in the streets that surround it. Behind the town hall, for example, you'll find the Kulturhof Flachsgasse, a meeting point and exhibition space for local artists. Speyer's Youth Theatre also plays here in a unique setting. Diagonally opposite the town hall is the house where Sophie von La Roche lived for several years. She died 200 years ago and is still regarded today as the first female German author of distinction. A woman with many literary connections, her friends included Goethe and Schiller. She was engaged to the poet Wieland, and she was grandmother to Bettina von Arnim and Clemens Brentano. But perhaps you've had your fill now of emperors, kings, and bishops. Perhaps now is a good time to step out of the past and into the present and watch modern Speyer from a table in one of the city's many restaurants and cafes. A splendid place to test the credibility of the proud claim that Italy actually begins here in Speyer.